the woman said, "You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank it himself? Also did also his sons and his flocks and herds." The woman is developing a relationship with Jesus. He's sitting and listening to her. She's talking to him. And he's listening. She's asking these things. And she's able to open her heart and mind to Jesus by asking him questions. He's giving her time. He's making her feel important. And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. Never thirst, but indeed the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman said, "Sir, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Well, you know, we ask for things in the physical. I mean, this is a practical thing she's asking. You know, it's in the middle of the day. She's been ostracized by the community. The other things going on during the day. She's tired. She's doing this on her own. It's not a pleasant thing. So when he's saying, "I can give you some better water," she's saying, "Oh, I'd get me out of this situation I'm in." So she's thinking kind of in the material, practical perspective, but that he meets us where we are. There's nothing wrong with that. But then he told her, "Go call your husband and come back." She says, "I have no husband." In verse 16, Jesus addresses her deep felt need, the longing to be loved. And in 17, the woman covered her pain and shame with her answer. Well, that's just a really natural thing to do. It really is. And Jesus saw through the double sense of her language and read her heart as only he can do. Instead of giving a sarcastic, "I knew that," type of response, Jesus affirms this woman by saying, "You speak the truth." He is saying to her and to us, "I am with you. I understand what you're saying." He truly cares about us and he cheers us on. And in verse 18, "The fact is, you have five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet." So in verse 18, his situation doesn't necessarily indicate promiscuity. Jesus isn't condemning her. He's letting her know that he totally understands her situation. The Samaritan woman felt devalued since she had lost all of her husbands and had a deep longing to be loved. And in those days, a woman could not divorce her husband. But the husband could divorce his wife for many reasons, including if she displeased him, couldn't have sons, put too much salt in the food, many reasons. And divorce is the number one pain on the stress chart and difficulty for women to recover from. And God really is the only one who can fill that empty space. So in verse 19, she is saying, "Wow, you know all about me and more." And like the husbands of the Samaritan woman, the Lord says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."